It's Ask a Pharmacist with Pam Kennedy from Bridgewater Guardian Pharmacy. Hey, Pam, thanks for coming back.
Hey, Ben, great to be back.
We've got lots more questions to ask you from listeners. Here's one. This is kind of a topical one. Somebody says, I'm starting to hear more about a generic Ozempic. I don't have insurance and have been paying out of pocket, so I'm excited that there may be a generic coming soon. Do you know what this is all about and when this is going to happen?
Sure. Yeah, that's right. There's definitely been a lot of calls and a lot of questions, a lot of excitement around Ozempic becoming available as a generic medication. So Novo Nordisk is the brand company. So that's the manufacturer that developed Ozempic. And so they let that brand patent. So brand name medications are under patent for several years, but they let that patent expire just on January 4th. So just a week or so ago. And they did that just in the Canadian market only. So it'll only be in Canada as a generic and not in other countries. So that means, because that patent's expiring, means that those generic versions should be available soon-ish. I mean, it's still anticipated that it's going to take at least a few months for those lower cost generic versions to be available. And that's because when generic manufacturers apply to produce these medications, so to produce that lower cost option of the brand name drugs, they still need to go through an approval process through Health Canada. And that obviously takes some time. So obviously there's several companies interested in producing the generic version, which isn't really surprising. I think the last numbers I saw, it was in 2024, Ozempic sold more than $2.5 billion worth of Ozempic dispensed in Canada alone. So to those listeners curious, stay tuned. There should be that lower cost option available soon. And in fact, Novo Nordisk, which is an unusual play as the brand manufacturer, they're actually producing lower cost options themselves to compete against those generics. So I expect we'll see those come to market a little sooner than the others.
Interesting. Okay, great. Good to know. Here's one. Why does melatonin work some nights but do absolutely nothing other nights?
Yes. So some listeners may know, melatonin is actually, naturally produced by our bodies. So it's there to help promote sleep and is really part of our normal sleep rhythm. So supplementing with melatonin is going to work for some and not for others. And that's because it's mostly helpful for people that don't, if they fall out of that regular rhythm, like what we see with jet lag, or especially for those that do shift work where your sleep times are varying. So when it comes to supplementing with melatonin, a couple of things to keep in mind. First, obviously, it isn't a sedative. So if you have insomnia, that's more the result of things like anxiety or pain, or what we see for, perimenopausal or menopausal sleep disturbances. So for things like those, for instance, melatonin isn't really likely to help. So those nights you're going to find melatonin less helpful as well, might be related perhaps to the amount of time you're spending on your screen. So, screens and bright lights, scrolling on your phone or iPads in bed can suppress our own body's melatonin. And so therefore it's going to blunt how effective that supplement is going to work for you. It might also be impacted by the time of when you take it. So it is recommended to take it about 2 hours before bedtime. So really timing might influence those nights whether or not it's working well for you. So bottom line, really, you should chat with your primary care provider about the proper dosing and if melatonin really is likely to be helpful for you. So we can also at that same time discuss some of those non-drug options that really do help to improve that sleep cycle as well.
Okay, right on. Here's another question, Pam. They say, my mom and dad just moved to the area and they don't have a family doctor yet. My mom has diabetes and high blood pressure. Are you able to help?
Yeah, that's actually a great question and one we get all of the time in community pharmacy. And that's because this is a pharmacist service that is relatively new in Nova Scotia. So maybe not as many people know about it. But the short answer is yes. We are able to manage chronic conditions like diabetes and high blood pressure when you find yourself without that doctor or nurse practitioner. So a lot of people that have moved into our province are, you know, are calling with that very same question. So within the last year as well, pharmacists within primary care clinics, so that is specific, not all community pharmacists can do this, but those that work within the primary care clinics within our community pharmacies can also diagnose diabetes and high blood pressure. So after that diagnosis is made, so like in the case of you know, your mom, once that diagnosis is made, then we can work together with them or with a patient to provide the information on that disease and the medication you will be or are already taking. So whether you've had diabetes or high blood pressure for, you know, for a long time, or if we're just diagnosing it now, you know, the pharmacist and as part of the care we provide will help to, you know, monitor for any changes. We can adapt medications if we need to. We'll make sure those lab works is updated, that you're on track with vaccines, and of course go through some non-drug options available to help assist, like lifestyle changes. So we can also do thorough medication reviews just to make sure that those treatment plans, what you're currently taking is optimal, and really just are there to help work together with you to achieve, you know, those optimal health goals. So when necessary, we will collaborate with other healthcare providers as part of that process, just to make sure you are getting the best care possible. So not specific to this question, but we also are asked about other chronic conditions that we can help with. And so within these pharmacy primary care clinics, we can provide these same services, you know, even if you have asthma or COPD, for instance. So certainly if you're ever wondering, don't hesitate to give a call to see if we might be able to help.
Okay, perfect. Always great information. Always great to talk to you, Pam. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks a ton, Ben.
That was pharmacist Pam Kennedy from Bridgewater Guardian Pharmacy, and this was Ask a Pharmacist.